Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw here at the Asta River Cruise Expo, and we've been visiting all the ships. There are 12 ships here, and one of them is the one we're on right now, the Riviera River Cruises Geoffrey Chaucer. And I've been lucky enough to have several meals on board. I'm not staying on board, but I've actually been on Riviera before, and I'm with someone you may recognize, very well known in the industry, Marilyn Conroy, who I believe is the Executive Senior Vice President, Sales and Marketing.
And dishwasher.
I'll make you whatever you want.
Exactly. EVP Sales and Marketing North America.
EVP, Executive Vice President, Sales and Marketing North America. And we're going to talk to her about Riviera River Cruises, because this is a brand that's really, it's well known in Britain, not so much in the U.S., but you know what? This particular Asta River Cruise Expo is definitely turning some heads here. A lot of travel advisors will come on this ship and realize this is really a great product to sell. We're going to talk about that and more on Insider Travel Report. First of all, great to see you as always. We've actually had a couple dinners together already. They were great fun. Let's talk about how many ships does Riviera River Cruises have today in the market?
We currently have 12 vessels, and we have another two coming on next year, so we'll have 14.
Wow, and that's it. And again, I mentioned it, you're very well known in Britain, but until you started working on this, which was almost, 6 years ago?
Almost 6 years, yes.
In the U.S., you were not well known. Right?
No, not at all. It's very interesting because Riviera Travel, which is our parent company, just celebrated last week their 40th birthday. They actually are the market leader in river cruising in the United Kingdom. Nobody outsells them in the UK. So just under 6 years ago, we were charged to launch them in North America, and it was my privilege to execute that job.
Seeing this ship and having been on the ships, you've done a great job, because really, these are brand new ships. They are really, I didn't expect that, but when I first went on, it was a brand new ship, and this one is gorgeous, the Geoffrey Chaucer. And you name them after interesting writers, I believe, right? Wordsworth, William Wordsworth.
Yeah, exactly. All of the current vessels, except for the two on the Douro, or three on the Douro, are named after British authors, but the two new ones coming out, the Riviera Radiance and the Riviera Rose, obviously bear our company name, and that is so that we can get some recognition of this brand, even more recognition in North America.
Now, where will they be sailing?
The Radiance is primarily on the Danube, and the Rose is on the Douro.
Well, that's a very different river, so they're probably very different ships, right?
Yes, they are, because obviously vessels on the Douro tend to be smaller because it's a narrow river, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, talk a little bit about this ship and your other, the sister ships. I started talking about it. They are really completely new. They have incredible decor. The cabins are large. It just sort of blew me away. Sort of a secret river cruise company that we didn't know about, and suddenly we know about it, right?
Exactly. Well, all of the vessels basically have the same layout. And the decor is different only in terms of color scheme. So if you had two rafted together, two of our ships rafted together, you would have a hard time finding any differences because they are identical. And one of the most frustrating things for me is to get the travel partners with whom we work the confidence that, hey, yes, we're a very price competitive product, but we're a good product. And so being here at Asta, I really think is going to be the turning point, because we have the opportunity to expose these ships to 1,300 of our travel partners.
And next year we'll be in Vienna, and you're going to be there as well, I believe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because it really is seeing is believing, and again I was on before COVID. Actually, you put me on one of your ships, and it was great. It was very geared to the British market,
yes.
And we talked about that. And I think I gave you some notes, and you seem to have done everything I asked.
Because it's all about you.
It is all about me. Let's get this straight. If I don't like a river cruise ship, it's not, forget about it. Right?
No, that's actually a very, very good point, and I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, of course, when we first launched in North America, the vessel really had only catered to the United Kingdom guests, a few Australians maybe. So we had to tweak the product to make it acceptable in the North American or for the North American marketplace. And one of the things we did, and we only just implemented it this year, is to include the local wines for lunch and dinner and open bar from 6 p.m. onwards, because people like to sit down and drink and not have to worry, you know, am I going to be stuck with the wine bill tonight?
Well, you and me, we don't do that at all. We don't like to sit down and have we were actually sitting right over there the other night having a nice glass of wine. Now, and you have implemented, the food is I think, much better than it was. I'm not saying it wasn't bad, but this is much better.
I agree with you. We've made tremendous strides the last couple of years, post-COVID, really, in terms of the onboard product. We've definitely enhanced the dining experience. We're doing a lot more local dishes. In other words, if we're in France, it's going to be more of a French theme, Germany more of a German theme, but we always have, you know, simply grilled stuff for those who want it, of course. And we've improved our entertainment. We have a more extensive entertainment program in the evening, plus we're bringing on local entertainment wherever it's appropriate.
No, and it's great. And you have movies on the TVs now, right?
Yes.
That was one of my comments at the beginning, and they fixed that. They know you have on-demand movies on the TV.
And internet has been improved, Wi-Fi. Yes. I mean, I'm obviously we're in port right now, but the internet is fast.
Excellent. Now, what are you doing in terms of your programs for travel advisors? I think you have some interesting commission too, right?
Well, yes. You know from my history that I've always been very pro our travel partners, and we are really focusing on them. We do not market directly to the consumer. When we market to the consumer, it's in tandem with one of our travel partners. So when we get a direct booking, I mean, we're not silly. We take the deposit, but then we pass that booking back to one of our travel partners with whom we have a proactive relationship, and we give it to them at full commission.
That's amazing, and you do a lot of other great things with travel partners, I know, because you were talking about it at the session the other day when we're in the last, what's like the last day of this wonderful conference, and it's sad because we have to leave these wonderful ships.
Exactly. Actually, I'm staying on because we're doing a post-fam, and that's something we're going to be doing next year as well when we bring whatever ship it is, and I'm hoping it'll be our new one, to Vienna. But it's important that the agents get to experience the product so that they know we are telling the truth, that this really is a fantastic price-value proposition.
Absolutely, and I think you proved it to the travel advisors who showed up for this Asta River Cruise Expo. They're very impressed from what I saw, and I'm very impressed as well, because the product was fine 6 years ago, met some lovely British people, but very few Americans were trying it, and I think a lot more Americans, and even I think someone at the conference mentioned even younger people were trying it, which was interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting that the demographics have definitely gotten younger, but I think one of our unique selling propositions is the way we treat the solo passenger. We have in 24 and 25 over 40 departures where there's no single supplement across all grades. So if you've got 70 cabins, it's going to be 70 people on the ship. And I don't think other lines do that, to really focus on the single market.
I absolutely agree. I don't think your policy is unique and much needed, I think.
Well, it is, because there's so many, I think it's like 60% of the American population over 65 is single, either by design or circumstance. Or you get a group of girlfriends or male friends who don't necessarily want to do what the other partner does. So the girls will get together and want to go on a cruise. But when you get a little bit older, you don't want to share a cabin.
No, absolutely. And so you've made a policy that's going to correct that and actually appeal to that market. Anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisors about Riviera River Cruise today?
Yes, trust us. When we go on our webinars and we say that we are extremely price competitive, top of the premium line product, you will not be disappointed. Your clients will not be disappointed. And we're very user friendly to deal with. We have a smashing reservation team. I honestly, for the cruise lines that I've worked with, I don't think I've ever had so many compliments about our res staff and how they're so patient with the agents, answering their questions, what's the best itinerary, what's the best deal, etc., etc. So I think it's a question of now you've seen the product, so many of you have seen the product. I hope that you'll give us the privilege of hosting your clients.
And actually, if you really should consider this as a great option for your clients, River Cruise. I mean, we're here with 12 other ships. They're all wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I really have said there's never a bad River Cruise. Riviera River Cruise is definitely, you know, up and coming. And at least in the U.S. market, it's already dominated the British market. And it really is a great option for your clients. And with Marilyn should know. Marilyn's been doing this a while like me, huh?
Yes, I think we're called seasoned. Well-seasoned.
We don't call them veterans, are we? Call them seasoned. Marilyn, I want to thank you, first of all, for hosting me in a couple dinners, which were great, and a few drinks, and also for taking the time here on Geoffrey Chaucer to explain what's going on with Riviera River Cruises today.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.